This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Can a Russian, Turkish, and Iranian alliance restore peace to war-torn Syria? Well, the early signs are not good. Yesterday's assassination of a Russian ambassador to Turkey in a gallery in Ankara looks like a setback. Andrei Karlov had served for over 40 years as a diplomat for the Russian government. Karlov's assassin, who was killed by officers at the scene, was heard yelling first in Arabic, "God is great," and then in Turkish, "Don't forget Aleppo. Don't forget Syria." The Russian government has called this a terrorist attack, and President Vladimir Putin has said that the fight against terrorism will be ramped up. Borzudar Agahi is a Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News and joins me now from Istanbul. Borzu, where do we stand right now?
Well, I think that they're still trying to investigate and figure out who this assailant was, whether he had ties to any other groups, whether he was a lone wolf, self-radicalized, the same kind of questions you would ask after an apparent a terrorist attack in the West. But, you know, I mean, one thing that is clear is that there does seem to be, with the election of Trump, with the coming election of François Fillon in France, a sort of building consensus around what to do with Syria, which involves kind of rallying around, to a lesser extent or a more greater extent, the regime of Bashar al-Assad. And what happened last night sort of shows is that that's really not going to be a real solution, because the injustices perpetrated by the regime of Bashar al-Assad and the amount of blood spilled in this war are not going to just be swept under the rug, and they're going to be spilling over into other countries, other parts of the world for some time to come. And that was the sort of the first kind of frightening thought that I had when this happened, is that, you know, here are Russia and Turkey and Iran and even to some extent the U.S., and other allied countries kind of sort of coming together on a sort of threadbare solution for Syria. And here are the consequences, because that solution is just not going to resolve the underlying issues.
There were some talks on the future of Syria between Turkey, Iran, and Russian officials. Have they been canceled?
No, they have not. They've continued. I think of this as sort of a mini Yalta conference, where the kind of victors of the Aleppo-Syria conflict get together and sort of divvy up domains of influence ahead of the new U.S. president taking over. And, you know, you have three parties, each with very different interests when it comes to Syria, trying to not get in each other's way, trying to pursue their own goals without tripping each other up and risking any kind of escalation and so on. And that's how I see this very important meeting. And there was no reason to cancel it just because some career diplomat in the Russian Foreign Service was assassinated. Now, is Russia going to do something about this? I think absolutely. And I think that given Russia's track record, it will be out of proportion to what has happened. But I think that what they do ultimately, how they respond, will be contingent upon the investigation and what the investigation concludes, what kind of connections, if any, this man had to any other organizations and so on. And it should also be said that, you know, Turkey, when it comes to like Turkey, Russia, Iran, these are not countries that have like great track records when it comes to like rule of law and transparency and so on. So, you know, regardless of who this gentleman was, there's a great possibility that they'll make a very expedient decision as to who he was, one that will help them pursue their own interests rather than have anything to do with the truth necessarily.
Did this Russian diplomat, Andrei Karlov, have any political significance inside Russia in that he might have challenged Vladimir Putin, anything like that?
I don't think so. I think I have not heard anything like that. I mean, he was just a career diplomat, and I've met, you know, quite a few career diplomats from the Russian Foreign Service over the years in the Middle East. These are, you know, real serious bureaucrats. They usually speak the language very well of the country they're working on. They're very quiet and discreet. They don't give a lot of press interviews. They're not flashy people. I don't get any sense that he had any kind of political role whatsoever. What I do hear, though, is that he was a key player in the Aleppo talks. He was playing a role in trying to resolve this issue as a negotiator, just a messenger, really. And from what I've heard from people who have been close to the negotiations, he was a pretty good guy and not a hardliner in the sense that he wanted to punish the Syrian people in any kind of vocal way.
Borzu Dargahi is a Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed, speaking to us from Istanbul. Thanks so much, Borzu.
It's been a pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.